Welcome everyone to pre-ICANN 61 policy open house at 10 UTC on Thursday, 1st of March, 2018. Before we move on, I would like to inform you that we will start with a short briefing by policy development support team, which will be followed by a questions and answer session. I will now hand it over to David Oliver for his opening remarks. David, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Ozan, and welcome to everyone to our policy forum, an open house for ICANN 61. This is a time when the policy team will present a new approach from maybe our traditional briefings. This open house format is designed to be as interactive as possible. We are experimenting as well with simultaneous interpretation in French and Spanish. And of course, we draw to your attention the preparatory materials that are available to you to help prepare for the ICANN 61 meeting, including the pre-ICANN 61 policy report and the generic name Supporting Organization Policy Brief. These are two important documents that provide an overview of the community work in policy and advice development and some of the highlights that we will bring to your attention during this interactive webinar. It is important, of course, that you as the community stakeholders and volunteers involved in our process are aware of the topics and issues that will be discussed in Puerto Rico. And we appreciate your efforts today to be with us, to share your questions, and to be aware of many of the sessions that will be at ICANN 61 dealing with the important topics that are on our agenda for the meeting. With that, ICANN 61 is a community forum. That is to say, we have a gathering of the community, the board, and the organization. There will be two public forum sessions and four cross-community sessions, as well as outreach and engagement activities. And the cross-community sessions are listed here, general data protection regulation with WHOIS compliance model, a look at how registry operators do their work in the generic namespace, an important element of name collisions, looking at the next round of the new GTLD program, and the open data initiative of ICANN and the information and technical initiatives that are involved with that. With that, I would like to ask a quick question of the group. How many sessions will be held at ICANN 61? 75 to 100, 100 to 200, 200 to 300, or over 300? If you would like to vote, we were very happy to hear your views. Very good. The correct answer is over 300. I think at this stage there are 303 sessions, slightly less than our meeting in Abu Dhabi, and there are likely over 100 policy and advice sessions for the supporting organizations and advisory committees linked to the work that you are all doing in those areas. With that, I'll turn it over to my colleagues who are working with you on these various sessions. And the first session will be Joke Bracken from the CCNSO. Joke, please.
Thank you, David, and hello, everyone. My name is Joke Bracken, policy advisor for the Country Code Name Supporting Organization, and I'm speaking to you from Germany. Welcome all, and I will provide you with a brief overview of some of the topics the CCNSO will address in San Juan. As you might know, the CCNSO Council has initiated the third CCNSO policy development process, which deals with the retirement of country code top-level domains, as well as the review mechanisms for decisions relating to the delegation, the transfer, the revocation, and the retirement of CCTLDs. Updates on this topic will be provided during the CCNSO members meeting, which is open to all with an interest in CCTLD-related topics. The working group will meet face-to-face as well. Secondly, the broader CCTLD community and other interested parties will be informed on the guideline on the CCNSO procedure for the exercise of the empowered community's rights to reject specified actions. And to ensure that CCTLDs are aware of their own roles and responsibilities, those of the CCNSO as a whole, and of the CCNSO Council, we will hold a session during the CCNSO members meeting. There will also be a webinar on this topic held tomorrow at 10 UTC. I will pass the link on how to join tomorrow's webinar in the chat later on. A third item on the agenda is the risk linked to the use of emoji in domain names. And during Tech Day on Monday, members of ESSAC will brief the community on the technical risks, whereas the CCNSO members meeting will focus on the policy-related aspects linked to the use of emoji in domain names. And that brings me to the final topic, the GDPR. The legal session during the CCNSO members meeting is entirely focused on the GDPR and aims to inform and discuss how CCTLDs in different regions are affected. It further explores the impact on CCTLDs, especially those located outside of the EU that accept registrations from EU citizens. We will touch upon the impact of the GDPR on those CCTLDs and how they intend to deal with it, in particular in terms of WHIS-related issues. Thank you. That concludes my update. I now hand it over to my colleague, Marika.
Thank you very much, Joke. Hello, everyone. My name is Marika Konings. I'm the Vice President for Policy Development for the Generic Name Supporting Organization, also known as the GNSO. So the GNSO has set aside significant time at ICANN61 to allow its policy development process, or PDP working groups, to meet face-to-face to make progress on their deliberations. On the next slide, I will go into a bit more detail about which topics you can expect to get addressed at ICANN61. In addition, the GNSO Council will meet with the ICANN Board, the Country Code Supporting Organization Council, and the Governmental Advisory Committee to discuss topics of joint interest and or concern. For the traditional GNSO weekend session on Sunday, significant time has been carved out for the GNSO community to engage in a conversation about improving the efficiency and effectiveness of the GNSO policy development process. Furthermore, the GNSO is expected to discuss and consider the consolidated timeline of the review of all rights protection mechanisms, PDP, and the new GTLD subsequent procedures, PDP, to understand the interdependencies between these two efforts. The GNSO is also expected to receive an update on all the work that is ongoing in relation to the protection of intergovernmental organization names. On Tuesday, also called Constituency Day, the GNSO stakeholder groups and constituencies will be hosting their respective meetings. The GNSO Council will meet for its public session on Wednesday. Topics that are expected to be included in the agenda for that meeting include an update on the status of implementation of the GNSO review, a review of the proposed Internet Governance Engagement Group Charter, and exchange of views on the input provided on the proposed FY19 budget, a discussion on the planned fellowship consultation, and the upcoming inter-registrar transfer policy review. And this is then followed by a wrap-up session on Thursday. So as you can see, the GNSO is pretty busy during its meeting, but how many meetings are they actually hosting? And you should be seeing the results now. Thank you for several of you that voted. The correct result is that 67 session has been scheduled at the moment for the GNSO. Moving on to the next slide, we'll now have a quick look at what the different policy development process working groups are focusing on. As you can see, each PDP working group has significant time available to deep dive into the topics that they're working on. For example, the new GTLD subsequent procedures PDP working group will focus its discussions on working towards its initial report and geographic names in the new GTLD program as part of its Work Track 5 discussions. The Next Generation Registration Directory Services PDP Working Group will be looking at data elements from a conceptual level, aiming to move away from existing data elements, but focusing on questions such as who associated with a domain name registration needs to be identified and or contacted, and for what reason, what are they expected to do as a result of that contact. The Review of All Rights Protection Mechanisms PDP will dedicate most of its time to sub-team reports and working sessions on the URS, or the Uniform Rapid Suspension, and the data collection work that's ongoing. The Curative Rights for IGO-INGO's PDP will be discussing its possible final PDP recommendations. And although not a PDP, the new GTLD Auction Proceeds Cross-Community Working Group is planning an exchange of views with experts to help inform its deliberations, while also considering the input it has received from the ICANN board liaisons on a couple of its recommendations. So I'm glad to see that that many of you seem to be following closely the new GTLD subsequent procedures, because it's indeed correct that that effort has 5 work tracks ongoing at the moment. And with that, I'll be handing it over to Carlos. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Marika. Hello, everyone. This is Carlos Reyes, and I'll be providing an update today on the Address Supporting Organization. As a reminder, the ASO is the supporting organization that reviews and develops recommendations for Internet number resources, and its Address Council manages the global policy development process. The ASO-AC conducts monthly teleconferences and meets annually at one ICANN public meeting. Two points for ICANN 61. First, the ASO organizational review is underway. The objective of the review is to determine if the ASO has a continuing purpose in ICANN, and if so, whether any change in structure or operations is desirable to improve its effectiveness. In January, the NRO Executive Council and the ASO Address Council published a joint response addressing the recommendations in the final report. One of the recommendations proposes structural changes to the ASO and calls on the NRO to facilitate regional consultations. Earlier this week, the APNIC community started this process. Regional consultations will continue at the ARIN and LACNIC meetings in April and at the AFRINIC and RIPE NCC meetings in May. And the ASO will also provide an update on the implementation of other recommendations at ICANN 61. Finally, on regional policy development activities, three highlights to note. The APNIC community considered 4 proposals at their meeting this week in Kathmandu. None reached consensus, and more discussions will continue on the regional policy development mailing list. In April, the ARIN community will discuss 3 recommended draft policies on topics such as who is point of contact validation and a repeal of a previous policy given IPv4 exhaustion. A global policy proposal has been submitted to the LACNIC policy development mailing list, recommending the creation of a virtual global internet registry. The ASO Address Council is tracking this issue as it works through the various regional policy development processes. And finally, the Address Council will provide a more detailed overview of regional policy development at ICANN 61. And with that, we transition to the advisory committees, beginning with my colleague, Heidi.
Thank you very much, Carlos. Hello, everyone. My name is Heidi Ulrich. I'm Vice President for Policy Development and At-Large Relations. My colleague, Evan, and I will give you a preview of the key topics and activities of the At-Large Advisory Committee, or the ALAC, and the At-Large Community, consisting of 223 at-large structures and 67 individuals during ICANN 61. So for the first key activity at ICANN 61, a little bit of an overview. The ALAC members, liaisons, and RALOS leaders will be holding a total of 26 sessions on policy, process, and outreach and engagement. Evan will be highlighting the policy issues in just one moment. However, regarding process, there will be discussions on the fiscal year 19 draft budget and the final topics for the 2018 at-large capacity building webinars. In addition, working groups on the topics of accessibility, the ICANN Academy, and technology will hold meetings to advance their work. In terms of outreach and engagement activities, there will be a joint civil society session between the ALAC, URALO, and the NCUC on breaking down the silos. Also, the five RALOs, the regional at-large organizations, will be busy as well. As ICANN 61 is within the NURALO region, members are holding the first North American School of Internet Governance 7th through 9th March. NURALO will also be noting its 11th year anniversary of signing of their MOU with ICANN. Several members of LACRALO will be holding 2 days of meetings to discuss new governance documents. And also, AFRALO will be focusing on hot policy topics during their monthly meeting. The leadership of all five RALOs will be holding a session to discuss topics of interest across their regions as well. And second key topic is the at-large review. The at-large review working party will discuss an implementation proposal with members of the OEC. This proposal is the at-large response to an earlier mapping exercise of the review. It includes ALAC proposals to the 16 items that the independent examiner highlighted during the review. Given this proposal is expected to be the last step prior to the board approving of the review, there will also be initial discussion of the planned at-large improvements. I will now hand the floor over to Evan, who will provide a brief update on the at-large policy development activities. Evan?
Hello. Thank you, Heidi. We have two main topics.
Thank you, Heidi. We have two main topics. I think we had some technical difficulty. Hello, everyone. Thank you, Heidi. We have two main topics, the first being new generic top-level domains, new GTLDs with four items, geonames, community TLDs, applicant support, and pricing. And this will be an opportunity for the ALAC, regional leaders, and other members of the at-large community to gain more knowledge regarding specifics of the new GTLD policy development process on subsequent procedures, which is seen to be of great importance to at-large. And the second being for RDS, who is, and GDPR. There will be an update on the registration data services, PDP, as well as an update on the RDS-specific review. And given the diverse views on GDPR within at-large, there will be an opportunity for at-large to have greater awareness and understanding of this important issue at ICANN 61. And now we have a brief pop quiz. If you could answer, at-large leaders are planning on discussing which new GTLD topics? Geonames, community TLDs, applicant support, pricing, all of the above, or none of the above? Just give a moment to answer. And yes, that's correct. Most of you are answering all of the above. Great. Thank you very much, and I'll turn it over to the next presenter, which is Rob Hogarth, regarding updates from the Governmental Advisory Committee.
Thanks very much, Evan. Good day, everyone. I'm Rob Hogarth, and my role at ICANN is to help support the activities of the Governmental Advisory Committee within ICANN. I'm very happy to see a number of our representatives and participants from GAC members on today's call. Thanks very much for joining us. The ICANN 61 meeting is going to be the first meeting for the new ICANN leadership team. Many of you will note that Chair Manal Ismail took over the committee leadership at the end of the Abu Dhabi meeting, ICANN 60, and the new class of GAC vice chairs are going to be commencing their terms of service at the end of the San Juan meeting. The San Juan meeting is also going to give an opportunity to the GAC membership to welcome three new member countries to the committee. Bosnia and Herzegovina, Myanmar, and Bangladesh will bring the total roster of GAC membership up to 176 GAC members and 36 GAC observers. The committee has scheduled over 35 individual sessions over 6 days at ICANN 61, and they cover a number of different areas, substantive issues, operational matters, and bilateral activities with other ICANN structures. The slide being displayed in our webinar room today identifies three of those major substantive topics with respect to geographic names and discussions about the GNSO's work track 5 that Marika has already mentioned, several sessions related to matters around ICANN's implementation of the General Data Protection Regulation, and also further discussions about the .Amazon independent review process. Some of you will recall that the board has offered the GAC an opportunity to provide some additional information about that area at the end of the San Juan meeting. There are also operational issues that are very important to the GAC as we move into the new empowered community era at ICANN. And there will be discussions about additional work with other structures at ICANN, a special meeting between the ICANN BGRI, that's the Board Governmental Affairs Review activity. So there will be interactions at least on two occasions between GAC committee members and members of the Board of Directors to talk about various matters. And, of course, additional bilateral gatherings, as our other community colleagues are doing with the ALAC, the GNSO, and the CCNSO. The other major area that I wanted to share with you all is that early on Saturday, at the beginning of the GAC agenda for the San Juan meeting, there will be another capacity-building workshop that is going to be available for not only GAC participants, but any other community members who have an interest in learning about the GAC's activities, how the GAC is structured, and how the committee conducts its work. This is the latest in a series of capacity-building workshops that have been taking place that the GAC has partnered with the ICANN organization to really help promote and increase participation within GAC activities. So hope that many of you will have an opportunity to join us for at least a session or two in San Juan. All of the sessions, as has now become the new tradition, are open to the entire community. They feature remote participation and simultaneous interpretation in the 6 United Nations languages plus Portuguese. So we'll look forward to seeing many of you in San Juan. And I know there's at least one or two questions that folks have submitted about the GAC that we'll probably get to later in the presentation, and I'll look forward to further dialogue with you all on that. Thanks very much. And I believe I'm passing on the microphone to Steve Chang to start talking about the Root Server System Advisory Committee. On to you, Steve. Thanks.
Thank you, Rob. Hello, everyone. It's my pleasure to provide you with an update on the activities at the Root Server System Advisory Committee, RSAC. Since the last meeting, the RSAC published two documents that will be discussed at ICANN 61. The first document, a statement on the increase in the DNS root sources. This document briefs the community on 3 source files that defines an organization responsible for the operation of the DNS root server. The second document is a RSAC response on the set of questions it received from the GNSO policy development process on new generic top-level domain subsequent procedures. The key of this advice is regarding root scaling, that is, how fast and how many we can add TLDs to the root. The core of the advice says, delegation per annual delegation is a wrong way to think about the problem because it could lead to a very sudden change depending on implementation. What the RSEC recommend is the number of TLD delegated in the root zone should not increase by more than 5% per month. So moving from an annual number to a monthly number with the understanding that there may be minor variations. So RSEC will discuss the advice at ICANN 61. In addition, at ICANN 61, the RSEC will have 11 working sessions to advance its work on the evolution of the root service. It will also hold two tutorials on how the root server system works, as well as joint meetings with the Office of CTO and the ICANN board. The second organization review of RSEC assessment finding report is also public. There will be a public session on Wednesday, so we invite you to that and provide your input as well. So moving on to the Security and Stability Advisory Committee. The SAC also have new leadership since January this year, and this will be their first ICANN meeting. Rod Rasmussen is the new chair of SAC, and Julie Hammer is the vice chair. Since ICANN 60, the SAC published two documents that will be discussed at the meeting. The first document is a response to the ICANN Internationalized Domain Name Guideline Working Group. This considers, you know, certain record types, the delegation and infrastructure records on how it can or should be internationalized. The second advice is also the SAC response to the GNSO PDP on subsequent procedures. And here the SAC offers four recommendations regarding root scaling. They will present this in their public session at ICANN 61. In addition to these presentations, the SAC held a DNSSEC workshop on Wednesday of the meeting that will gather implementers and also people from the region to share their experience implementing DNSSEC. So we welcome you to those sessions as well. So with that, that concludes a brief update on RSEC and SEC. I'll hand it over back to Ozong.
Thank you, Steve. Hello, everyone. This is Ozong Shahin speaking, and I'm working out of ICANN Istanbul office as Community Services Senior Coordinator. We will now continue with questions and answer session. As you might have noted on the screen, Adobe Connect Room microphones have now been enabled. To activate your microphone, please click on the microphone icon at the top of the toolbar and follow the instructions. I would also like to remind you to mute your microphone when not speaking. During the registration period for this open house, we have received some questions through the registration form. As you think about questions to ask policy development support team now and activate your microphones, I would like to go through some of the questions we have received so far that are in the policy development support context. For the rest of the questions received, we will provide links on the slide deck, which will be posted after open house sessions. In the meantime, please feel free to either raise your hand or type your question or comment in the chat box. I'm quickly going through the chat box, and I haven't seen any questions yet. Let's move to questions that were already received through the registration form. So one of the questions we received was, is a draft agenda of the PSWG available before the meeting? And when will the GAC communique be available after the meeting? Bob, would you like to respond to this question?
Yes, Ozan, thanks very much. Generally, at each ICANN meeting, the PSWG's activities are incorporated into the GAC's agenda. There are a host of issues that the PSWG has been tracking over the course of the last several months. So in terms of key focus areas at ICANN 61, the three main areas are going to be who is compliance with the general data protection regulations. And this would include both cross-community sessions co-sponsored by the GAC on this topic on Monday, and also subsequent GAC plenary discussions on the matter that are featured throughout the week on the GAC agenda itself. The PSWG is also going to be focusing on DNS abuse mitigation, in particular on ICANN's abuse reporting initiative. And then there are a number of internal working group matters, including endorsement of the PSWG's work plan for the coming year. In terms of a general point, if I can mention it, that are related to the PSWG as well as other working groups within the GAC. As I indicated on the slide that was shown earlier, one of the areas that's of great importance from the GAC perspective within the new empowered community is to help evolve some of its operating principles as we move into this new era at ICANN. And the PSWG is a good example or case study of this work. The GAC is looking internally at a number of different areas to regularize some of its processes and in some cases create new processes so that the GAC can react to its responsibilities within the empowered community. These include things like the work plans for each working group, talking about how those working groups are formed, how their work is conducted and followed by the rest of the participants during the course of the year. So thanks very much for that question, because it does get to the very fundamental work of the committee. With respect to the communique, as with at every other ICANN meeting, the GAC typically will produce a communique at the end of the meeting. At the San Juan meeting, the conversations and discussions among the GAC about drafting the communique will be taking place on Wednesday in San Juan. There's no real typical or traditional timing at which the communique will come out. Recently, the communiques have been coming out on Thursday because of the very packed ICANN agenda. The communique often includes a description of the various activities of GAC committee members at the meeting. And with the meetings now going, you know, an extra day or two at some times, that necessitates the communique coming out a little bit later. But usually by the end of the meeting, the communique is published and available on the GAC website for all to see. So I'm hopeful that those people who are interested will be paying close attention to that by the end of the meeting. Thanks very much for the question, and I'll turn it back to you, Ozan.
Thank you, Rob. By the time you were answering this question, I noted another question from Dietmar Landon. For those who are not in the AC room, I will just read out loud. With regards to ASEC name collision session, is there any more public data available on the NCAP project, which is mentioned in the breakdown of the session? If there's a link, et cetera, that would be helpful. And Steve Shank from the Policy Development Support Team responded to this question. The ASEC is expected to soon publish a project proposal for the name collision analysis for public comment. The proposal will contain detailed information. So thank you for this question, Dietmar. I cannot see any other questions, real-time questions, and I'd like to remind that we'll give priority to real-time questions, but then I'll move on to another question that we have received through the registration form. But before that, I have another question in the chat box from Shah Rahman. How much time required to approve my application? It's still pending, or any requirement that not fulfill my application February and CSG applied 7th of February? Oh, he's from Bangladesh. Thank you, Shah. Anyone from the Pulse team who would like to respond to that question, Mary? Mary, your hand is up. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much, Ozan, and thank you very much for the question, Shah. Because the NCSG, or the Non-Commercial Stakeholder Group, is one of the constituent stakeholder groups of the GNSO, it runs its own membership applications through its various committees. So my suggestion would be to contact the NCSG Secretariat, and I'm happy to assist you with that, and we can put in some information for you in the chat. But hopefully you will hear a response soon, and very much like to welcome you to the NCSG and ICANN community. Thank you.
Thanks, Mary. And there's a follow-up question from Dietmar. Any idea when the comment period may be opening up or when the proposal will be sent out to the public? I think that's a follow-up to Steve Sheng, and Steve is typing a reply to that. While Steve is replying, he says the comment period is expected to open this Friday and last till April the 15th. Thanks, Steve. The other question we received through the registration form is GDPR, General Data Protection Regulation versus who is. Right now in Georgia, we are preparing updated version of CCTR, the regulation. So where will be better to go? Oh, Yoke, would you like to respond to this question?
Yes, Ozan, thank you very much. So this is Yoke speaking. Well, indeed, during ICANN 61, there are many sessions that are focusing on GDPR and mostly on the impact of the GDPR on ICANN, the organization. And also checking whether, for instance, what the impact is on the who is related aspects for GTLDs. However, during the legal session at the CCNSO members meeting, we will explore within the country code name supporting organization how country code top level domains from different regions deal with GDPR and what is indeed the impact on them. So it will be a very interactive session, which is relevant to CCTLDs also outside of the European Union. And this session is scheduled for Wednesday afternoon. I will pass a link to the schedule in the chat later on. Thank you, Ozan.
Thanks, Yoke. Seeing no other questions in the chat box or no hands raised in the relevant section, I'm moving on to the next question we have received, which is, how will ICANN deal with highly regulated strings in the next application period for new GTLDs? And Emily, would you like to respond to this question?
Yes, thank you, Ozan. Hello, everyone. This is Emily Barabas from the Policy Support Team. So this is a topic under consideration by the new GTLD Subsequent Procedures Policy Development Process Working Group. Work Track 2, a subteam of that PDP, is considering the topic of global public interest, including the mechanisms like public interest commitments, or PICs, that were put into place to account for GAC advice on Category 1 safeguards. There is not yet a consensus recommendation on this topic, so all are welcome to provide input when the initial report goes out, which is scheduled for April of this year. You're also welcome to join the working group and share your perspectives on this topic if you would like to do so. And this PDP working group will be meeting on Saturday in San Juan, although it's not yet decided if this particular topic will be something that's on the agenda. Thanks very much, Ozan.
Thank you, Emily. I'm moving to another question we have received through the sign-up form, which is how can Caribbean participants contribute more to ICANN policies? Heidi, can you provide an answer for this question?
Yes, thank you, Ozan. Hi, everyone. Thank you very much for the question. I'll do my best to respond for the at-large perspective, assuming that this person is looking to contribute to ICANN policy from an end-user perspective. There are many ways that Caribbean participants are able to contribute to ICANN policies. Firstly, at ICANN 61 and all ICANN meetings, all at-large meetings are open. And as you heard earlier, ICANN 61 will provide a setting for several areas of discussion in terms of policy for at-large, so welcome to go there. Intersessionally, within at-large again, there's definitely the possibility to participate in the Latin American and Caribbean Islands Regional At-Large Organization, or LACRALO. They have monthly meetings. They also have a number now increasingly working groups within LACRALO. At-Large also has almost 20 working groups, some of which work with policy issues. So those are, again, all open in terms of the policy ones, and they can anyone can contribute to that. And also, At-Large has a policy advice development workspace that perhaps Evan can put into the chat. And this space has all open At-Large statements that are currently being developed posted, and people can add either comments or they can contribute to draft statements. And so that is the response from the At-Large perspective. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Heidi. And we have a question from Anguian Van Tan in the chat box. What is the appropriate form and scope of protections would be at both the top level and second level of the domain name system? And Anguian is from Vietnam. I think Marika is typing to respond to this question. So while Marika is typing to address Anguian's question, I'm moving on to another question we have received prior to this call. Internet policy has always been an issue in Asia-Pacific region. What measures are the policy development support team taking to address the issues? As most of the times, surveys are set up and most of them even don't reach out or are not replied. In such condition, how can we address the apartment region? Mary, would you like to respond to this question?
Thank you, Ozan. Hi, everybody. This is Mary Wong again from staff. And I will try and respond to your question. I also noticed, though, that we do have participants as well as colleagues from our Asia-Pacific region and specifically from ICANN's Asia-Pacific-based office in Singapore. And I would welcome them to join us in the chat to provide more information as it's necessary. So we understand that participation from the Asia-Pacific region is something that is an issue being discussed within those groups. And we always want to encourage greater participation from that region and indeed from all regions. So one of the things that has been really, really helpful, we think, is that the policy support team works very closely with our colleagues in the Singapore office and who are also based throughout the Asia-Pacific region. So, for example, there are newsletters that our APAC office sends out. There are specific events as well as web conferences that our team works with the APAC team to organize, and they cover different topics. Some of the topics that have been covered more recently include some of the GNSO policy development processes that Marika spoke about earlier. So, for example, the Next Generation Registration Directory Service to replace the current WHOIS system, the subsequent procedures policy development process that several people have asked about, and there is also an APAC space at all the ICANN meetings, or at least at most of the ICANN meetings, which is a forum for Asia-Pacific-based participants to discuss those issues in greater detail from the perspective of issues and topics that either affect them most or that interest them most. So again, the policy support team works closely with our APAC-based colleagues to make sure that updates do get out, that feedback is taken in, and in addition, we also offer a number of time slots in some of the working groups that hopefully are more Asia-Pacific friendly. And in fact, one example I can point to is this policy update open house, where we offer it twice in a day, and hopefully the time that we're at now, right now, is convenient or more convenient for our Asia-Pacific-based participants. So there are a number of things that we are trying to address, but if you do have any specific suggestions, please follow up with us, either in the policy team or our APAC colleagues. Thank you very much. Ozan. And I see that Liana, who is a colleague in the Singapore office, has inserted in the chat a link or an email to the APAC mailing list where you can find all the news and updates that I spoke of earlier. Thank you, Liana, and thank you, Ozan.
Thank you, Mary and Liana. I'm quickly checking now to see if there are any hands raised. I see no hands raised and no questions in the chat box. So we will shortly wrap up the Q&A session if there are no further questions or comments. All right. And I'd like to remind that recording slides from this open house will be posted on the posted presentation space on the ICANN website, given the link below. And I will now hand it over back to David Olive for his final remarks.
thank you, Ozan, and thank you to our policy colleagues for providing the overview of the policy and advice activities expected at ICANN 61 in San Juan, Puerto Rico. We'd like to, of course, take this time to see, since we're trying the simultaneous interpretation in French and Spanish for this call, to see if this was useful for those taking advantage of that so that we can help program things in the future to make it, again, more accessible and understandable for people in other languages, especially when we're in the region, to help with the program. So with that, we see the votes. 50-50, but that's a helpful indication, and we thank you for that. Finally, this preparation for ICANN 61, as people are soon to depart for the destination of San Juan, we'd like to say if you're going to be there in person, we look forward to seeing you in the corridors and in the sessions. If you're not, of course, remote participation is available to you, and we encourage you to participate in that fashion, both of which are an important input to the policy topics and advice topics that we've highlighted today. And so with that, I'd like to wish everyone a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you may be. And thank you for your interest in the policy and advice development issues at ICANN. And we hope to see you soon in Puerto Rico or online. Thank you very much.